the Friday Finance Focus with attorney Clark Miller.
Hello, I'm Salinas bankruptcy lawyer Clark Miller with your Friday financial tip, something to help you avoid those financial pitfalls and stay on the path to financial success. I'm the only bankruptcy lawyer you'll ever hear with advice about how to avoid filing for bankruptcy. In my show here on KRML, I've provided many tips designed to help you develop power over your finances. This power is what will motivate you to develop the good habits that will keep you out of the debt problems. And remember, do not be discouraged by small steps. With most of my tips, you'll see a result in a week or so. Just stay on track. You know, the new year is a great time to take stock of your financial situation and make the resolutions that will make a difference over the next 12 months. Setting specific financial goals for the year can be a powerful tool for actually making a difference for yourself. Here are some suggestions that you could put into place now that'll put you on track for a sounder financial future. First, track your spending. There is pretty much no way to tell whether you're wasting money unless you know where it's going. Learn to use Excel. It's really quite easy. Or use a free online service such as Yodlee.com. But how you track your expenses is not as important as getting started. The sooner you start, the sooner you can make a budget. And tracking everything you spend for just a week or two will give you plenty of ideas about how to save money. Second, now is really the time to take the plunge I've been recommending for months. Put the credit cards in a drawer. You've heard me say this many times, but this time, really do it. But don't cut them up. They come in handy for a real emergency, such as a car repair. But not carrying your credit cards will make a huge difference in your spending. Next, track your debt. Get together all your paper statements and write down in one place all your accounts, noting the balances, interest rates, minimum payments, and due dates. Note the cards with the highest interest. Having all your debts listed in one file that you can easily reference will encourage you to pay them down faster. Imagine how it would feel to see the debts shrink as the months fly by. Another benefit to seeing those declining balances is that it'll motivate you to avoid future debt. Fourth, set up some automatic payments. Make use of the bill pay feature on your checking accounts to make your credit card and other installment payments. This will help you avoid missed payments, one of the easiest ways to hurt your credit. And while you're at it, set up automatic transfers into two savings accounts. One for large-ish items that you have periodically, like taxes and insurance, but the other one strictly for emergencies. And see if your employer has a 401k or similar program that you can fund. Some employers will even match your retirement contribution. Fifth, make 2017 the year you secure some side income. Many part-time jobs can be arranged to accommodate your full-time schedule. Brainstorm for ideas with your friends and relatives. Even a modest side income can do wonders in helping you reduce outstanding credit card bills. Sixth, come up with one big financial goals for the coming year that'll motivate you into action, such as paying off a particular credit card or car loan, or reaching a set amount in your emergency savings. How about starting a mutual fund account with a monthly contribution? Then contribute every spare dollar toward that goal. Finally, in the spirit of the season, find a charity you like. Familiarize yourself with its goals and activities and commit to making a monthly contribution, even a small one. My current favorite is the Food Bank of Monterey County. Did you know that 1/5 of the population of Monterey County receives food assistance? However you choose, I encourage you to be a champion for those in need. Remember, establishing and committing to specific financial goals is an important part of gaining power over your finances. Putting even a few of these commitments in place will make a huge difference for you by the end of 2017 or even sooner. Every week here on Radio KRML in the 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. hours, I'll be bringing you more tips to help you avoid money problems and achieve that financial power. But if you have questions about bankruptcy in the meantime, visit my website, clarkmiller.com, where you can access my full library of back financial focus shows, or call me at 424-1764. That's 424-1764. I'm hoping you don't have to come see me about financial problem, but if you do, the first consultation is always free. And if you have a big problem, I'm the man to see. This is Salinas bankruptcy lawyer Clark Miller. Now, go have a great day.
Listen each week for the Friday Finance Focus with attorney Clark Miller, right here on KRML.